COVID shots for kids. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That could be the eventual result of a vote Thursday by an advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control.
The CDC's independent advisors voted to recommend adding COVID shots to the immunization schedule for children, which could potentially be a first step on the way to school vaccination mandates. It is up to each state to decide if a child has to be vaccinated to go to school. Some vaccines on the CDC schedule are already mandatory for students, such as measles, hepatitis, and polio. Others, like the flu shot, are recommended but not mandated.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the Biden administration cited the COVID emergency as justification to forgive billions of dollars in student loan debt. On a technicality, a federal judge in St. Louis has tossed out a legal challenge from six states, the judge saying the states lacked standing in the case. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has refused an emergency appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayers group trying to block the debt forgiveness plan, which they say exceeds the president's authority. Mr. Biden campaigning in Pennsylvania Thursday for Democrat Senate candidate John Fetterman talking about the infrastructure bill pushed through the Congress earlier this year.
And thanks to the infrastructure law, Pennsylvania can get $170 million over 5 years to build out the electric charging stations that are going to be available to all the electric vehicles that are going to be on the road.
Fetterman, Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor, has seen his six-point lead over Dr. Mehmet Oz shrink to just 2 points in recent polling. A funeral was held Thursday in Raleigh, North Carolina, for 16-year-old James Thompson, who police say was the first of five people shot to death there last week by Thompson's younger brother. Thursday night football, the Cardinals beat the Saints 42-34. In baseball, the Astros beat the Yankees 3-2. They're now halfway to repeating as American League champions. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Strong turnout is reported among early voters in Georgia, where Democrats had charged the state's voter reform laws would suppress turnout.
The Georgia Secretary of State says as of Thursday morning, nearly 400,000 voters took advantage of early in-person poll hours. At the same point in 2018, 225,000 had done so. Democratic nominee Stacey Abrams says voting access is still a major issue in her state.
Having more people turn out does not mean there aren't barriers. That's like saying because more people get in the water, there are fewer sharks.
Earlier this year, President Biden said a new Georgia election law was part of a nationwide effort to suppress voting. Though Republicans say these early voting numbers prove that's not the case. The law did cut the time in which voters may request an absentee ballot, regulated drop boxes, and required identification information for absentee ballots. Though it also required counties to have at least two Saturdays of early voting.
Fox's Rich Edson, a federal judge in Buffalo, has temporarily blocked the part of the New York State gun law that makes it a crime for people to carry guns in places of worship. The judge writing that allowing people to carry guns in church would serve the public interest of fostering self-defense at places of worship across the state. Criminal charges have been filed against two workers at a daycare center in Mississippi for an outrageous Halloween prank.
Lil Blessings Daycare became a nightmare for some children when an employee donned a Halloween mask to scare them. Viral video recorded earlier this month shows terrified children crying as the masked worker screams in their faces. Another worker at the facility in Hamilton looks on, indicating which children have been good or bad. Four employees were charged with felony child abuse, another charged with misdemeanors for failure to report abuse and simple assault against a minor. Owner Sheila Sanders says a similar video was recorded in September, but she didn't know about either incident until video surfaced on social media. Sanders promptly fired the workers involved. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.